Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Good morning to you. John Hines in for Dave Lee this morning. Dave will be back on Thursday. Thursday and Friday, as a matter of fact. He won't be back in the studio. He'll be at Hazeltine because he'll be out broadcasting from the KPMG LPGA. And, of course, Friday, I believe, is the start of that summer solstice, right? I think that's coming up on Friday. I'm going to double-check my my calendar here. Mike Lynch knows all of these things about when summer actually begins. I believe summer solstice is June 21st.
Yeah, and then the Vikings are having this big concert series out there in Eagan called the Summer Solstice.
Yes.
And it starts Thursday with Rick Springfield, and then they've got a great female lineup on Friday night with Josh Stone, among other entertainers. And St. Paul and the Broken Bones are there on Saturday.
St. Paul and the Broken Bones?
Yeah, they're terrific.
I'm unfamiliar with that group.
I'll let you listen to some of their music.
All right. Rick Springfield, I'm obviously familiar with.
Rick Springfield doesn't go away, man. He just keeps cashing checks.
Just in a movie, too, with, was it Meryl Streep?
Wow.
Just a year or so ago.
How about that?
Yeah. I got to remember, I went to see the movie, right? But I can't recall what it is. But
I just want to know if Jesse has gotten, you know, some kind of...
Jesse's girl?
Yeah, you know, the guy who had the girlfriend.
Yeah.
He's gotten paid by, you know, Rick all these years for that one song.
Yeah, that one song. Well, you know, I was thinking about this, though. With summer solstice beginning, and summer beginning, actually, this coming weekend, it is also sort of the start of the summer travel season. And summer vacation. I just kind of got a jump start on that. Went on a driving vacation. Haven't done that for quite some time. My girlfriend said she had never been to South Dakota. So we went to South Dakota. And went by way of, rather than taking the main interstate, we took a few back roads. But ended up in the Badlands. She'd never seen the Badlands, obviously. If you've never been to South Dakota, you haven't seen the Badlands. And then went from the Badlands. Here's something I learned while I was out there, though. The Black Hills of South Dakota. Do you know why they're called the Black Hills? It's a little trivia question.
Let's get the Jeopardy music queued up, and you can tell me why in 10 seconds.
Yeah, I'll tell you why they're called the Black Hills. It's because the Lakota who were there had a word for, because of all the trees, the fir trees, the pine trees that were there, they looked black. And they're so thick, so dense, and so dark that that's where the... I thought it came from the granite formations. So we went to Mount Rushmore. I hadn't seen Mount Rushmore in a number of years. It's the same.
There's no cosmetic surgery taking place?
No,
Botox?
Here's something I learned there, too, though. If you look at Mount Rushmore, can you picture Mount Rushmore? So you've got Washington, and on his left is Jefferson, and on his left is Theodore Roosevelt, and on his left is Abraham Lincoln. Well, originally, Thomas Jefferson was on George Washington's right side. And I don't know if it was Borglum or whatever. This is something I learned on. See, you're never too old to learn new stuff. They decided, nah, I don't like that. And they scraped his face. They had the much of the face already done. They scraped it off. And so let's put him over on this side over here. Which is, if you start a project and you tell your contractor says, nah, I can't stop now. Yes, you can. If they can take Thomas Jefferson off of George Washington's right side and move him to the left side, you can stop and make a change like that.
Did you see the Crazy Horse
Went to see the Crazy Horse Monument?
And that's not completed yet.
No, it won't be in my lifetime.
Wow.
I know, that's kind of... It's impressive, and it's far bigger than the Mount Rushmore. It's far larger than Mount Rushmore, but it's one family basically doing this for generation after generation for the last 50 years, and they say it'll be another 50 years before it's done.
Wow, that's tremendous. I was going to take my kids out there. We had these dates set aside. It was probably 8 years ago. And then I started calling around for hotels and wondering why it was so expensive. And I found out it was the week of the Sturgis Road Rally.
Oh, yeah.
And so I said, we are not going to South Dakota this year, kids.
Yeah, because it is not limited to Sturgis. I mean, if you are in Custer or any of those communities around that area, Deadwood or whatever, it is the entire the road rally. However, now, one of the vendors that was out there was saying that that is starting to diminish in its size and scope. So what's the last driving vacation you took? Text, you know, when you went on a trip, text it to 651-989-9226. What's the last driving vacation that you, where you did a road trip to a destination of some sort?
Yeah, Laura Oaks has just started a series that runs Friday afternoons on CCO. It's called, I think, a one-tank getaway. And so people that are looking for things to do on the weekends, we need some suggestions, so give us a call.
Yeah, okay. Or send a text, 651-989-9226. You can text and call the same number. Mike Lynch standing by. Mikey, I was asking this question on the radio. What is the last what's the last road trip you took to a destination? I just came back from the Black Hills. And I was reminiscing about my vacation there. I wanted to get your take on this.
Well, I saw my aunt and uncle last Wednesday in Park Rapids, but as far as a true destination vacation, I would have to say coming back from Arizona last February, spent a couple of weeks down there.
Oh, that's right, because you go down there for your annual sort of astronomy tour, right?
Sometimes biannual, if I can get away with it. I go down there in the desert. I'm an astrophotographer and also see some friends down in the Tucson area. So that would probably be the last major one I took.
All right. Appreciate you sharing that. Here's a text that came in at 651-989-9226 that says, Kansas, more to see than you might think. See, now that's a road trip I should take. To go to Kauffman Stadium, isn't that, it's Kauffman Stadium, right, in Kansas City?
Yes, it is.
That's in Missouri, though, right?
Yeah, but the Kansas border is right next to it, practically.
Okay, I'll go with that, then. Yeah.
Jimmy, and they're there this weekend, I believe.
What's that?
I think the Twins are there
this
weekend.
Yeah, you're right. Absolutely right.
So get in the car, hop down 35, let's go.
Only a six-hour drive.
Yeah, I don't have to do anything.
It won't be warm or anything.
You have time.
I got that going for me. It's 20 minutes after 8 o'clock. Good morning. 23 minutes after 8 o'clock here. We've got 64 degrees, a few clouds. John Hines in for Dave Lee. Dave will be back on Thursday broadcasting from the KPMG LPGA, women's LPGA. Well, I guess that's redundant, right? The LPGA tournament. Let me say good morning to Diana here on line one. Diana, good morning. You do a road trip on a regular basis, is that right?
Yes, we do. Our oldest son lives in California, and my aunt lives in Lake Havasu City, Arizona, and my husband's family live in Olympia, Washington.
So you take those all in on one trip?
Yep.
How many miles is that? How many miles is that by the time you get back?
Oh, it's quite a bit.
I would imagine so.
I think it's like over 2,000 or whatever just to go to California.
Yeah, I think you're right. It's somewhere in that ballpark. So, well, hey, thanks.
It's so nice to drive because if you want to stop and see something on the way, you can do what you want.
Yeah. See, I think I made – thanks for checking in. I made that mistake on a road trip I took earlier this spring when I went down to Florida. And when I decided to come home, I just came rocketing home, and I really wrecked the trip. I mean, at one point on this trip, when I was doing the road trip, I'm driving to Lexington, Kentucky. That's where I'm headed. That's my destination for the evening. And before I got there, I see this sign that says, exit here for the original Kentucky Fried Chicken restaurant from Colonel Sanders. And I blew right by it. Yeah, I should. It's me and KFC.
Jack Daniel's Distillery, turn here. Nope.
Yep, I should have. And see, I missed those things. I missed the Biltmore in North Carolina. I didn't take the time to stop.
We just talked about that last week. I went there as a kid. And then, of course, Gloria Vanderbilt unfortunately passed away yesterday. So I got to see that as a kid. And it was a tough life for Anderson Cooper and his family growing up. Let me tell you that.
It was a little difficult here. Here's a text from a friend of ours who said they just recently came back or went to I'm sure if they just went there or are back from there. Lake Geneva, Wisconsin. Well, either way, they're back. So it's just a couple of stories. So what's your vacation road trip destination? And as you said, Laura Oakes puts together a series of one-tank trips. And you can hear that on WCCO Radio.
Yeah, so Laura's always looking for suggestions. I am heading up to my golf trip in September. We're going up north, we decided again, and we love that area. We love to go up to Tower, and we play the Wilderness up there.
Oh, yeah?
We go to Giants Ridge and play the courses up there. And the drive itself is almost as fun as the golfing, driving up with my buddies and hanging out with them.
Well, when I came home from my South Dakota trip, I just went right straight across. We didn't, because I needed to get back because I was working here Monday morning. So we left the black.
So it said wall drug exit here. You said no, thank you.
We stopped on the way there though, because she wanted to. I said you have to go to Wall Drugs.
Corn Palace exit here.
Yeah, yeah. I had some friends who went to see the Corn Palace. They got off at the freeway at Mitchell. They went to see the Corn Palace, and the guy said it's nothing but a gymnasium. Have you been to the Corn Palace?
Yeah. As a kid.
Yeah, and you go inside, it's nothing but a gymnasium and not even a nice gymnasium. And the guy who was inside said, did you look at the walls outside before you came in? He completely missed that part of the story. It's like, oh, the murals on the walls that change annually.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.